WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. From coast to coast, millions of Americans reportedly protested the direction of the country under President Trump in No Kings demonstrations. Senator Bernie Sanders in Washington.
No, President Trump, we don't want you or any other king to rule us, but we will maintain our democratic form of society.
KNX's Craig Figner.
Thousands jammed the streets of downtown Los Angeles for this rally and march, many carrying signs. One says, Trump, Los Angeles is not a war zone.
Lately, we have seen nothing but a tyrant and someone who doesn't care for the people.
Well, I'm a veteran, so yeah, I'm just here to support the Constitution and everything.
Do you think these large marches and events like this send a message to the president himself?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is the most American thing that you can ever do. Somebody tries to step over your rights, what do you have to do? You have to stand up.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Day 19 of the government shutdown is just around the corner, and with each passing day, some government workers are finding it hard to put food on the table. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Despite going without a government paycheck themselves, some furloughed federal workers like Sabrina Islam Rahman are turning out to support others.
I've been going through sort of a roller coaster of emotions. It's been tough.
This food drive outside the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, was set up around this weekend's No Kings protest in the Capital Region.
One of the things that we are seeing and hearing from affected workers is that they are hungry.
Israel says Hamas has handed over the remains of two more hostages. It comes as there are concerns about a possible breach in the peace plan. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department said the U.S. had warned guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement that it had credible reports Hamas was planning an attack on Palestinian civilians that would constitute a grave violation of the ceasefire agreement. The statement said if Hamas carried out the attack, measures would be taken to preserve the ceasefire and protect Gazan civilians.
The family of Virginia Gouffre says Prince Andrew giving up his titles is, quote, vindication for her and survivors everywhere. CBS's MTS Tayeb in London.
The announcement comes just days before the release of a posthumous memoir by Virginia Gouffre, who accused Andrew of sexually abusing her when she was a teenager. Andrew has consistently denied the allegations, but in 2022 settled Gouffre's civil case, reportedly for around $16 million, without admitting wrongdoing.
Former New York Congressman George Santos writes on social media that he has deep gratitude for President Trump for commuting his seven-year prison sentence. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
The Taylor Swift effect strikes again, this time for sea otters.
Locked inside my memory and only
further proof that anything Taylor Swift touches turns to gold. The Monterey Bay Aquarium in Northern California has raised more than $2 million to help sea otters in just 2 days. This after the superstar wore a vintage otter conservation t-shirt. Frantic Swifties went crazy over it, and the aquarium re-released the garment on Thursday, intended to raise $1.3 million, but instead it surpassed the goal in less than 8 hours. The t-shirt was last produced in the 1990s, and no one's sure how Taylor Swift got one in the first place. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Today in history, October 18th, 1977, Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs in Game 6 of the World Series to lead the New York Yankees to an 8-4 win and a 4-2 series victory over the LA Dodgers, his success in the Fall Classic earning him the nickname Mr. October. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers for tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe even a rumble of thunder, and a low close to 50. Tomorrow, some showers early, then some clearing later on, but breezy. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, highs mid-60s Monday. Currently at 62 degrees.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Love the one you're with. don't say try it. Over good time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Without him in mind, world.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
WRJN.
Yeah.
in USA.
Can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
for church. I passed along the way.
Opie lives in a very bad part of town.
WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
She's the only one, make me feel so good. For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The government shutdown is about to enter day 19. It casts a shadow.